As we just sang in worship, I realized with every song we sang how prone I am in the midst of the mundane things in life, the minutiae in life, the things that don't go as I expected or had planned, how prone I am to forget the truths that we just sang. As we prepare for communion today, it is something that the Lord ordained for us to do every time we come together because he knew we would be prone to wander. We would be prone to forget the realities of what he accomplished. So as we prepare ourselves for the Lord's table, let me pray, and then we're going to look at a particular section in Scripture. Let's pray. Lord, I praise you that you knew what we needed before we were ever born. Before we were ever created, you knew what we needed. Father, I pray, Lord, the time that we spend now looking at the gospel realities from the book of Romans, Father, I pray that we would be reminded of what a great salvation you have provided for your children. Father, I pray the time we spend together would bring you glory and that you would be praised and honored. And I pray all this in your Son's name. Amen. Each week when we do come to the communion table, I would want you to remember that this is a time to remember. That's why the Lord ordained this for us, that we would remember. He knew we were prone to forget. Open your Bibles to Romans chapter 5, and I want to look at a few verses, and I want to highlight three gospel realities that we need to remember as we prepare for the Lord's table. We're going to be looking at Romans 5, verses 6 through 11. And if I was to really break it down and summarize it into some easy 3 points, it would be this passage is about substitution. There was a substitutionary payment. There was a substitutionary atonement that is highlighted in these verses. This is a passage that tells us about the sin we deserved. And this is a passage about reconciliation that took place on the cross. I'm going to read from verses 6 through 11, but I'm going to stop 3 different times and just kind of talk about the reality, the gospel realities found in these few verses. Starting Romans 5, verse 6. For while we were still helpless, while we were powerless, we couldn't do a thing. At an appointed moment, God had a perfect moment in perfect time. This just didn't just happen. God had appointed a time that Christ died for the ungodly. Christ died. He was the substitution that I mentioned as we started. For rarely will someone die for a just person, though for a good person perhaps somebody might even dare to die. But God proves his love for us in that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. You know, I think we kind of have a tendency at times where we might look at circumstances in our life and wonder about God's love. But this is so clear in verse 8. God proved his love for his children when Christ died on a cross. The next is verse 9. It talks about the sin we deserved. Much more than since we have now been declared righteous by his blood, we will be saved through him from wrath. It's declared righteous by him. It's nothing we could possibly do. I know many of you are like me. You grew up in a system of religion that thinks that there was works that you would earn your salvation. But praise God, in just one verse, he tells us the reality that we were saved by his blood, nothing we could do. In the third point in this passage, the reconciliation is, we will find in verses 10 and 11. Look at those verses. Three times the word reconcile is mentioned in these verses. Verse 10, for if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, how much more, having been reconciled, will we be saved by his life? And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have now received this reconciliation through him. What's amazing when you think about it, about this reconciliation, how much more do we have to be sure about our salvation than what other parts of Scripture tell us? At least 25 times, 17 separate appearances of Christ on this planet after he died. How much sure is our salvation? He's a risen Savior forever. As we take communion together today for Christians, remember this. We are saved by a substitutionary payment. There was a wrath we deserved, but we got mercy. And third, there's a reconciliation. Think about this reconciliation. We were born in sin, and we were in the column of wrath deservers. But when reconciliation happened, we moved from this column to redeemed. That is the good news of the gospel, believer. Perhaps maybe you've been here since 2001. Maybe you've been here since the inception of the church. And maybe you question your salvation. Maybe you're wondering about your salvation. Maybe you don't even think you're saved. I would want you to know the realities of what a Savior did do. I would want you to come and seek comfort from one of the elders, from myself, from maybe the person sitting next to you. But I would not want you to take communion today. This is a time for those that believe in the realities that I have spoken about.